Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host of the Love Cafe. As the acronyms say, the L is for listening, the O is for overcoming, the V is for valuable, and E is for excitement and everything. This is the cafe, and we're going to talk tonight and have some fun. We want you to check us out. If you're on Facebook, okay, make sure you're tuning in. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, go to Facebook and still tune in so I can see your name up there and know you a part of. Now, you want to call into this show. Let's talk about this evening and where you can call in. So you can call in 347-857-412 because we're going to talk some love tonight. The real love Blog Talk Radio. And I'm so proud to have an opportunity to host this show. Again, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. And I'm excited on another show. I have the real movie. So I'm excited about love and where love will take you. We're going to talk about it tonight. Our topic, why do couples fall out of love? You know, listening to that song, we don't own the rights to it. You know, love can be a TKO. So is that you? If not, check yourself out. If you want to be a part of a TKO, just listen to what we're going to be talking about tonight, because that's what it's all about. Why do couples fall out of love? It becomes a total knockout if you're not ready for it. So we're going to get ready to get it started up as we listen to a little bit more of this music, dealing with, a TKA as we get ready to conclude that part of the music. We will start with the introduction of the things you need to do in the beginning of the show. Love is better than the second time around. And it's so good to be with you tonight. I'm so excited. God has just truly, truly been blessing the Smith Way production. And we're so glad God has given me this opportunity through the vision that he allowed to be projected from me to have a vehicle to get Blog Talk Radio, a real talk, out to you. Tonight, this is our love show. And that's what it's all about, love. As I mentioned, the Love Cafe. The Love Cafe consists of a menu that starts with the starter and the appetizer. That's the lust. In a relationship, you have that first stage of, that's that lust. Then you move to the entree, which is what? The attraction. If you're sitting up in a restaurant, you're buying that big 12-ounce steak. It so looks so good. It's so attractive. You want to just jump off into it. Is that the way it is in your love situation? Last but not least, making up the menu of the Love Cafe will be, oh, my goodness, the sweetness, all the dessert. That's what it's all about, the attachment. That dessert is the thing that top it off, and that's what we're going to do on this. We're going to smooth your appetite with some things that are going to allow you to grow and mature. Now, the call-in number for our show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give your name or location if you choose to. Then come along with your expertise. Tell us about your situation. If you go, tell about your friend, because a lot of times we like to talk about everybody else's situation, which truly, truly we know as professional is your situation. So that's what we're talking about. Now, if you want to go to the web link and you just want to hear the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Type that in, put it up there, and you'll be able to, your search engine, you begin to find out exactly all the shows that we have. So we're excited about being here. Again, I know life seems to be glooming at this time. We don't know what tomorrow will bring with the coronavirus and the COVID now. But tonight, while you join us at 6 o'clock, we're going to give you some love talk. We're going to talk some love, real love. It's the real love, Blog Talk Radio. So I'm happy. I'm just ecstatic. I keep saying that because it's just a joy to be become. I'm happy. I am truly happy and truly being blessed to be here before you. Now, if you want to tweet the show, you can go to @LorenzaDSmith15. And if you want to check the show out on Facebook, and the handle for Facebook is facebook.com/DRLDAlbertoSmith. And we're on Instagram. And the Instagram, that's Coach Dr. LorenzaDSmith15. So we're going to have an awesome time tonight, and I want you to be able to call in and share your thoughts. If not, just type in your comments on Facebook, and I'll make sure I read your comments because if you're typing in, you want me to share with everybody. So, again, let's get this thing started. Our title for tonight's show, and it's powerful. It's a powerful title. Why do couples fall out of love? Ask yourself that. There's one thing I want you to just keep in mind as we talk throughout the topics and share the thoughts on the topics and expertise. First of all, you can't fall out of love if you don't know what love is. Just remember that. You must know what love is. Check that out. What do love means to you? And that's what it is. You can't fall out unless you know what love is. So let's take this opportunity to talk about some things that's going to lead us in the direction we need to go. When we talk about love, we're always talking about being able to with a couple, whether it's through a marriage, whether it's a relationship, if it's dating, whatever you mean, you got to be able to listen to that person. If you can't listen to that person, there's no way you can really find out how they feel. Because there's various types of love. You got real love, you got true love. You have selfish love. And those are the two things that you got to relate. Real love and true love going to relate to each other because it's so soul-based. It's from your soul. Selfish love, in other words, ego love, it comes from fear. Which one do you have? I'm asking. I want you to be able to respond. Type in a comment. Let me know. Which love do you have? Is that the reason why you keep falling out of love in a relationship? Because you've never been in love, because you don't understand love. You don't understand the true love. You don't understand real love, because true love and real love is soul-based from your soul. It's an internal thing, and that's what love. We talk about all the various traits of a healthy relationship, traits of love and characteristics of love, and one of the things is self-love. Can't love yourself, it's quite difficult for you to love somebody else. So if you're in a relationship, if you're married, if you're just in regards to a significant other, truly ask yourself at this time, what is love to me? And that way you can be a part of our show by calling in and share your thoughts with us. Your call in number is 347-857-4192. And you can just press 1 and I'll make sure I make you live so you can share your thoughts, give your name and location if you choose to, or just simply, right, just simply just be a part of it. Just listen to it. That's what the option you have here. We have slots open for that. Let's kind of move forward and kind of look at some reason why people fall out of love. There's several reasons. The top reason for people falling out of love is that, you know, when people constantly talk about and say, we just aren't in love. If you're in a relationship and somebody tells you that, you know, we just aren't in love with each other anymore. I know you've heard that before. If you haven't, it's a good chance you will. We just aren't in love with each other anymore. Now you got to check yourself and see exactly what it's all about. But you got to understand, this don't mean this is automatically, it's a natural part where you be in a relationship with somebody and they can tell you that we're just not in love anymore. You know, the question you have to ask yourself and then ask that person, well, were we in love from the beginning? Or were we lusting behind each other? Were we fascinated with each other or infatuated with each other? What is? What it was? What it could be? It could be, if I love you, it's being in essence vulnerable. When you love, you become vulnerable. The scars that you carry from a previous relationship that don't allow you to now venture into a future with someone and love somebody because of those scars, you will never seek and find out what is good for you. You can't be vulnerable because you have put a wall up there, and that wall is going to eventually be hit by you as well as that person you have an interest in. There's a wall going to be there. Until you break that wall down, tear that wall down, blow that wall up, get it from in, and allow yourself to be vulnerable, because when you love from within, that means you're opening your heart up. And when you're willing to open your heart up, then you won't have to make this statement. We just aren't in love with each other anymore. That's tough. We're going to look at some reasons why people fall out of love. Couples do this. One of the things that they don't meet each other's needs. I want to hear your response on that. Just simply tell me. Are you in a relationship when you're no longer meeting each other's needs? Ask yourself that. That will answer that question about why you fall out of love. You're not meeting my needs anymore. When we first started out, you made me smile. You told jokes. You used to do things. You know, we used to do things together. And we look at expanding the horizon and doing things that where we are we're truly, truly happy with each other. Now, you no longer do it. You no longer meet each other's needs. It's at you. Think about it for a second. The second thing is the honeymoon is over. You ever heard of the honeymoon period? When you get married, those first 5, 6, 7 years, that's the honeymoon period. People say, no, it's just a short. No, you got to learn each other. You might think you don't know anybody until you live with them. And when you live with them a long period of time, you can't live with them in this a 6 month deal or 12 month. People say, I don't get married and try to live with somebody, stay with somebody, so I can determine whether I'm gonna marry them. Even if you did that, and once you get past those 12 months, you think it's okay because you created that timeline. And truly, truly, you got 5 years. It's truly a 5-year deal. To really know and understand, because we all have a tendency to adjust. You know, we all have that famous thing about your representative step in and say all the good things until all of the time come when the real person begins to stand up. Is that you? That's why you fell out of love with that person. Because you truly, truly was holding back. You was protecting feelings. You were protecting your heart. You was giving just so much of it. You wouldn't allow that your heart to be pierced to the point where you internally fall for that person, where you know you'll have a connection with them. You're no longer so in thing. As I said, true love and real love is soul based. Now, if you in a ego, a selfish love, that's love based on fear. Check it out. Tell me which one you're dealing with. Just tell me. Type your comments on Facebook or Instagram, as well as you have an opportunity to call in. The call-in number, again, is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell. Then I will ask you to give us your name and location. And I appreciate all of the individuals that join us on Facebook, as well on Blog Talk Radio, on Instagram. Man, we're going to have an awesome time tonight. The honeymoon period is over with. Think about that. During that honeymoon, you know, you have that period where that you're just lusting behind. You just want to touch that person, be around that person. You call and then you continue. You know that old famous thing when you about marriage, and some people, if you've been married before, you know, you should keep this in mind. You date to marry and marry to date. So in that beginning period, you're dating, and when you get married, you don't stop doing what you was doing while you was going through that dating process. You had to continue on, because through the honeymoon period, and if you want it to be lasting, strong, and long, you have to do the right things that keeps that relationship lasting, strong, and long. You have to do those things. It's not hard. You have to make sure. So once the honeymoon period is over, then you got to begin to look at some of the things truly, truly you'll see about mate. The period of representation is no longer in existence. The real person will now stand up and a lot of times show out. And you have to keep that in mind. So you have to be weary. So we have to really take time to get to know someone. If that's the person you want to live, and you don't have to live your partner for life, you have to get to know the person. Take some time. Don't be in a rush. Find out the things that they like. Find out if they are adventurous. Find out if they just truly, truly like to make you happy or want to be happy. You can find out. Because when you fall out of love, it's over. You can't rekindle that. It's hard to rekindle that fire, because when you fall out of love, you take interest somewhere else. Call in, share your thoughts. I just want you to just let us know exactly how you feel. The call-in number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and what we're having on my board, it'll pop up with a question mark, and then I will call out the last 4 digits of your cell and ask you to give your name and location. All right, give me your expertise. Tell me what you're going through. It's no problem. And if you choose not to get your name, but I love to get your location, because that helps out as I put my board of vision. I can see where we getting callers from, and exactly we can see it, or where we getting individuals from Facebook, where they're coming from. I like to know. The third thing, they avoid conflict. See, some couples, they swallow their feelings because they're afraid of conflict. I always say a healthy debate will always be not debating or argument. Argument is a healthy debate. You got to understand that rules goes along with avoiding me dealing with conflict. In this situation, when you're talking about in regard to reason, couples fall out of love is you avoid conflict. Truly true. You're going to have, it's no relationship when there's not going to be a disagreement. Sometimes you're going to agree to disagree. You can't be afraid to be able to do that number one thing of the Love Cafe, which is the L in our acronym of love, listen. You got to be listen. You got to be able to listen. Listening is so important. It is very important. And you have to take the opportunity to listen what your mate is saying. And if they say something that frustrates you, even sometimes, hurts you, may create resentment, what you have to do is to realize that we're in this together. And if you're not comfortable the way they're presenting it to it, you take time when you're responding and say, I was not comfortable the way you said that. I'm not comfortable with the way you're not making the effort to make this. It's frustrating to me. You said something that hurt me. See, when you share through, once you listen, and then you'll be able to respond in a manner that helps you to continue the love that you have and you won't fall out of love. The fourth thing that we're going to talk about is they like fighting frequently and dirty. Check that out. You find somebody in a relationship always want to fight. You can really find out where a relationship is when you offer your opinion about something, and you find out sometimes that person feel like you're getting one up on them. They're going to come back, and they're going to make sure they shoot it down, whatever you say. And, you don't have to respond to everything. Sometimes it's good to just listen. But it's one thing about in a couple, in a relationship, in a marriage, you don't fight dirty. When you fight dirty, I'm definitely going to begin to have a dislike for you. And no paper will keep me with you when you are fighting dirty. And one of the reasons is to fight dirty is to, what we said, punch below the belt. Some people come when you're having a healthy debate, they'll punch below the belt because they think you're getting the best of them. And they're going to say something to hurt you. All that do is create resentment. That's exactly what it does for you. And it leads to you, eventually want to get back. And your way of not being able to handle that unhealthy debate, because that's what it becomes, you begin to yell. You begin to say hurtful comments to and about that person. Sometimes they even become physically aggressive. Some people become very aggressive. They want to put their hands on you. And in their normal state, they might do it, because I've talked to several individuals. And then whenever they're debating or arguing about something, the person may not say much. They may scream and holler. They'll leave and go. And you're going to go get them a cup of drink, and they come back. Now they want to physically be aggressive towards you and want to fight. Now it become unsafe. They become insecure. And we have to keep that in mind when we're talking about reasons why couples fall out of love. The call-in number, again, is 347-857-4192. And we want you to give us a call. Press 1. I'll make you live, and you can share your thoughts on Facebook. If you want to type in your thoughts, I'm giving all those individuals waves that are on Facebook as well as on Instagram, just making sure we, you know, I'm letting you know that I appreciate you joining us, and it's going to be an awesome night tonight. That's what it's all about. All right, the next thing is we're going to discuss why love is a choice more than a feeling. People fall out of love because, first of all, it's a feeling for them. I feel like I love you. If anybody tell you that, I feel like I love you, there's a little bit of trouble coming down the line. Agree or disagree, this is just my experience. When they say, I feel like I love you. I feel that I didn't say I feel that I love you. I feel like I love you. Hey, that's a situation. Love is a choice. In several of my shows, I talk about that gift that you can give to all the individuals that's in your life, is to tell them that you love them. That's a gift. But you know, that's a choice. That's a choice. It's not a feeling. It's a choice. I choose to love you. I tell individual I'm in an international organization, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, I tell them that's a choice. That was a choice that was made. I said, Phi Beta Sigma called me. I didn't go looking for Phi Beta Sigma. They called me and said they want to be a part of this. And everybody, what are you talking about, man? You know, I'm just saying because the organization chose me. And by the organization choosing me, I in return chose the organization. I love that organization. I love Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Been an active member over 37, 38 years. It's for one conclave in them 38 years. That's our international meeting. One conclave. I'm there. Because when it chose me, I chose it, chose the fraternity, and in return, I love Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Love my sisters of Zeta Phi Beta sorority. Because this is a choice. It's not a feeling. See, when you're talking about dealing with love being a choice, most of us tend to focus on falling in love and use the feeling of love to determine the duration of a relationship. I want you to think about that for a second, and I'm going to repeat it again. Most of us tend to focus on falling in love and use the feeling of love to determine the duration of a relationship. Ask yourself, is that you? Is that the reason why, if you were in a relationship or you've been in a relationship, y'all fell out of love? Are you in a relationship now, y'all have fallen out of love, but y'all still stay together for whatever arrangements you have? Just that statement. We focus on falling in love and use that feeling of love to determine how long that relationship going to be. That's one of the things I shared with some people, and I was just telling them, wow. And I said that, you know, one person God have designated for you that you're going to be in love with. And it will be a choice. Everybody you've been married to, boyfriend, partner, whatever it is, you weren't in love with them. If you're not with them now, I have to add that caveat with them. Not with them now. You were actually focused on falling in love with them. First of all, you can't just focus on falling in love when you don't know what love is. You have to know what real love is. Real love is all about the soul. It's soul-based. It's from the internal part of you. It's from your soul. It's from your spirit. spirit from inside of you, it ain't gonna just be a feeling. It's gonna engulf your whole body. It's gonna be an out of body experience for you because it's from within. And I want you to keep that in mind. Don't use that word, I love you, unless you're willing to give it as a gift to someone. Love is a choice, not a feeling. I will say that falling in love is easy to do. It's almost, it don't take any effort. It takes no effort. Because what you're going to do, you're telling him, I love her. I love him. That's what you say. And the reason you said it, because your focus was to fall in love. You didn't choose to be in love. Check yourself out. I mean, I don't really care if you're married and married a year. Ask yourself, was love a choice? Or was it a feeling? I can feel happy. I can feel sad. I can show happiness on my face. I can show sadness on my face. Because that's the way I feel. But when I'm internally happy, it will radiate from my body. And you will know it. If I choose love, I think the choice of love is going to radiate from my body. And we have to ask ourselves why we have a certain connection with people. When we talk about our traits of a healthy relationship, trait and characteristic of love, one of the things we always say is connection. When I connect with you, it's just a choice. Not feeling. It's a choice. I'm choosing to, because something internally inside of me allows me to connect with you. A lot of time when we choose to put in our efforts to do things is what love look like. We choose to do them things to say, that's how love should look. We see somebody else walking down the street. That's how love should look. It has to be internal. And you don't have to work so hard to try to pull it out, because when it's time to radiate out of your body, it will, because it's from the soul. Just remember that. Just remember that. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, ask you to give your name and location if you choose to now. And we'll just ask you to offer your comments, your expertise, your questions. And I thank those individuals on the board, and I'm looking at a couple of individuals on the board. I'll kind of give them a shout-out early because I can recognize their number. We have 2 Zetas on the line, and I do appreciate it's others on the line, but it's 2 Zetas, and I'm going to recognize. We have Crystal Porter out of Columbus, Ohio, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Thank you, Crystal, so much for joining us on the board. Also, our guest that will be on our show coming up on Tuesday night on the Dr. Lowe Show, Marquita Turner, an author, therapist. She'll be joining us on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and I see she's on the line. She's also a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, those two. I'm recognizing their number, the other numbers on here. And if you have something to say, either one of y'all, just push number 1 and we'll be able to conversate and I'll make it live. And that's what we're really talking about. All right. The reason, we're going to move to the reason most couples fall out of love. I gave you some just reasons that a lot of time that they are considered to be the top reason, but I'm going to give you some actual reasons why. And take the thought on them. Think about it. Say, is this the reason why I fell out of love with that person? Is that the reason I'm not in love? Those things right there, I want you to take an opportunity to do it. First of all, number one would be, you're not on the same page. I want to hear a shout out from somebody. Tell me, when you fall out of love, are y'all on the same page? Are you going right when he's going left? Or he's going left and you're going right, vice versa? Or whatever the partnership may be, y'all are going in different directions. Not going to be in love with anybody very long if they're going somewhere different from where you're going. We had to have a common ground that we reach. Number two, we have to always think about this right here. You hold your partner to unrealistic standards. Come on. Tell me somebody on Facebook, Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio don't fall in that category. Unrealistic standards. I think this is what we should do, and we should be here. You should be this here over here. You should have this degree because I got this degree. All of this right here. Come on now. That's unrealistic. You should have saw that in the connection. Don't come in the middle of the game and say, this is what you should be. This is the way I think it should. You didn't have a discussion about that before you got to jump from the tiers of a relationship with an associate, acquaintance, and companionship and all of that. You didn't think about that until you got to the romantic part. Now you decide that you're going to marry this person or you're going to make this significant other your partner for life, and now all of a sudden they don't meet the standards. First of all, know your own standards before you try to set somebody else's standards. And if you get into a relationship, you sit down and talk about standards. If you want to use that as one of those ways to develop and be a part of your relationship. Don't have unrealistic standards. You're in a relationship with somebody. This is the reason you fall out of love. Refuse to compromise. Oh, that's scary. I'm going to tell you, that's scary. My call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Offer your thoughts about being in a relationship with a person that refused to compromise. The Love Cafe talks about those things related to being able to compromise so you can be successful. The L is for listening. If I'm listening to you, that's a compromise that I'm willing to do that. You hear me and I hear you. And we're going to grow from that. Then we're going to overcome whatever is going on. If you're not willing to compromise, you're not going to be willing to overcome. Now, O in love. And B, the value of it. How valuable is it? Is I'm willing to make that effort to do that. And with those, the L, the O, the B, it become exciting. Expectations are created. Lifelong expectations. Goals are set. But you got to be willing to compromise. It's not your way or the highway. If you're in a relationship and your partner or your significant other, or your husband or your spouse is telling you that, or your wife telling you that, telling you, it's not getting better. I would recommend everybody, and I tell people, and I always have this thing that I talk about on all my relationship shows, and I talk about on the Real Love Show. When people show themselves, believe what you see. Then I'm going to tell you like this, run as fast as you can. So I'm telling you, nothing's going to come good out of that. Just simply from not being able to compromise. Number four, you don't express your emotions similar. Some people can attest to that. That's on the line now. You might not express your emotion the same way the other person do. Some people may visually show their emotion by chills, maybe crying, and some people may not. You know, if you got to have some similarities there. Even if you don't show it through tears or weeping, whatever it may be, you need to cuddle that person. Don't tell, oh, good, shut up all that crying and stop all that right there. And that's amazing. I'm going to share this. I was watching one of the, I can't remember, it may have been one of the shows, and it was talking, it was Family Feud. That's what it was, Steve Harvey. And one of the questions was about if you was in a movie theater and your male, your husband or your significant other, which is a male, the male person that there, start, you're watching the movie and they start crying and they're bawling. And they were saying, they gave like six answers, what should you do? You know? And you could come up with an answer. Now, I brought that up to say that some people express themselves differently. But however, you got to have some similarity in that. You have to. Even some of the answers were, I tell them to man up. And that wasn't right. The horn, the X came up. Then another one was that I would comfort him. That was an answer. Ding, 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 ding. You got to be able to emotionally don't allow ourselves to be so drained sometimes, but allow our emotion to come out of us as a male or a female. You see your partner as inferior. If you're in a relationship and you think that person is inferior, you know, and I've been around people like this. And sometimes I ask why they're still together, but they stay together. You got a doctor's degree. You have an education specialty degree. And your significant other that you truly, truly say you love may not have nothing but a high school diploma, may not have nothing but an associate degree, may not. And you want to treat them inferior. And that's a problem. And I want to read something that's on Facebook that was typed in by Latte. Thank you, Latte Pickett. And she said, knowing your partner's love language is one big part of a relationship. The first love language book is a good book for couples to read together. 5-1. Knowing that person's love language. But getting back to that, being able to make sure you don't treat that partner your inferior. If you married to that person and your spouse want to work, don't tell her, no, you don't need to work. You need to do go and just clean up the house like some of these people have been saying on some of these shows that I'd be watching, divorce court and stuff. You know, all right, that's all she's supposed to do is clean up. These days and time for a woman, you're trying to infuriate that person, putting her where she don't need to be, because the women of the 21st century and 2020, even in 2010, are working, the ones with the degrees, the ones have the job, and a lot of time making a lot more money than the males. Can't treat them inferior. Same thing apply to women. Don't treat that male or your significant other, your husband, as an inferior person. You're going to have a problem. And it ain't going away. Y'all will leave each other because of you're treating them inferior. Don't treat anybody inferior. You take your anger out on each other. You punch below the belt. Don't ever in an argument, I'll tell young men, whole men, whoever may be, bring up something about the person mama. That mama there, you ain't going to make it. You're going to have some problems. That's punching a loaded belt. Your mama ought to stay out of here right here. your mama ought to end her. You better have a better way to approach that, because you're going to have a problem there now. And that works both for male and females. The next one is you have trust issue. That goes back, trust goes back to when we was talking about the traits of a characteristic of a healthy relationship. One of the traits or characteristic is trust. Trustworthy. Are you trustworthy? And I always say that, I said in my last show, is you don't have to have somebody keep you in check dealing with your trust. You keep yourself in check. Do you trust yourself to go somewhere without stepping out of line? You have to trust yourself. You can't trust anybody else if you trust yourself. If you're not able to do that, the trust is going to be lost. You know, I've been in a relationship, been around people, and they make these little remarks because of their past scars they have from their previous relationship. One of them can't, men can't be trusted. And it works both ways. Women can't be trusted either. Yes, some women can't be trusted. It's not all men. But if you go into a relationship with that thought, if you start from the from the beginning saying that, because that's something built up in your, because yes, you've been hurt, yes, you went through, you got walls, and that's that wall you have up. But if you ever shout that out to a guy, said men can't be trusted, if you was in love, love gone. I don't have to go out to you will know, because first of all, I trust myself, so you can trust me. Just like I hope you do the same thing. Trust yourself. You don't have to talk a good game. Your actions speak louder than words. Just keep that. Call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And awesome. I see we have a question here. And we have a caller that's ready to share their thoughts. And I'm going to make this person live. The caller with the last four digits, 2983, you are now live on the Love Cafe. Share your thoughts now.
Hi, good evening. How are you today?
Good evening. Fine, and you?
I'm doing pretty good. Okay, I was in and out a little bit because I do have children. But for the most part, I did get to capture a lot of things that you were saying. What I want to say in regards to love and relationships, sometimes with love and relationships, there are many components, many facets to it. And part of the issue with relationships and love is that they expect, that expectation is for that person to be the same person that they met in the beginning.
Mm.
And people don't look at the thought, they don't look at it, you know, for what it is long term, that you have to evolve, that you have to change, that you may compromise, that you're going to have bumps in the road, and that foundation that you're building are sometimes going to have cracks. But what you want to prevent it from doing is breaking.
Yes.
The thought mindset, you know, when you first meet somebody and you get to know them, and you may have this overwhelming feeling, these emotions that are just, you know, just overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes,
you know, you feel like you're in love and you may love this person, but people don't realize love runs deeper than just the feeling and emotion. It's about sometimes putting that person first. It's compromising. Sometimes it's, you know, making hard decisions. Sometimes it's, you know, putting your own stuff aside to support that person, and vice versa. It's a lot of different components to it. And it's also knowing that you still have to date one another, put each other first, treat each other with respect, and not allow people other things to come in and damage and interrupt that. Because to be honest with you, when things come about, you know, it's to challenge that relationship. It's to challenge that love.
Yes, it is. My.
And it's only going to do one or two things. It's either going to break your relationship or it's going to build a stronger foundation between you two.
My. Well, she said a word, some words of wisdom right there. And may I ask where you're calling from?
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan. Is it someone I know is from Detroit? The number looks familiar, that's all, and I do appreciate it. And she's hitting everything like hitting, taking a hammer and hitting on the top of the nail head. She's saying things that we must understand. Anything else you want to share while you're on the line? Appreciate it. I would really appreciate it.
I guess the last thing I want to say, love is hard. Love is difficult. Love can be challenging. And you have to be sure that the person that you're deciding to, I don't even care if it's just being a temporary relationship with, but even still long-term relationship with, you have to be certain that you are willing and ready to take on these journeys with them.
Awesome. Awesome.
Love can be many things.
All right.
And as a matter of fact, there was a quote from actually a Tyler Perry movie. And I believe it was, oh my God, I hate that I'm forgetting this. I believe it was, I can't think of her name right now, black author. And she said that love can mean many things, but it cannot be unwavering. It cannot be, you know, unwavering.
Yes, unwavering. Yeah, okay. I've heard that before. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I can't remember exactly. Yeah, but it made a lot of sense. You have to be certain and sure that you are ready to take on life's surprises, bumps, and bruises. And this is the person that you want to go on this journey with. That's love.
That's a love.
Love is an action word and not a feeling.
Come on. That's just,
and
you know,
now that's all I have to say about that.
Thank you so much, Miss. I'm just saying, Miss Detroit. Thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
Joining us. And it's been awesome. And she hit each one of those points. And it's always good to have callers to call in and share their thoughts. Because, I mean, our listeners to call in and share their thoughts. That's what it's all about. It's all about a action. It's not a feeling. And I said that from the beginning. And I want everybody to be caught up when you're thinking that. So you have to be very careful. That's why when you talk about these things that cause you to fall out of love and trust issues causes you to fall out of love, because, you know, you just get caught up in your feelings instead of, again, truly, truly making it a choice. And the next thought or reason in regards to that would be your relationship is full of secrets. Your relationship is full of secrets. If you're in a relationship and you're not having fun in a relationship because there are secrets there, secret is no fun. Secrets is no fun. Just remember that. So if you're in a relationship and you got those secrets going on, it ain't no fun. Relationship should be all about fun, should be all about peace, should be all about joy and happiness. And last but not least, you never take any blame. Saying that in a relationship, these are the reasons why you fall out of love now. You don't ever want to take the blame. The other person always wrong. You ain't never wrong. When you know you are. But you don't want nobody to get one up on you. I always tell you about some people treat love and treat relationship like a game. You know, just you have a game plan. I'm telling you, that's why when you get into that first stage of it, which is when you see that person, you recognize who that person is, and you become associated with that person. And if you want to further that relationship, you want to take a next step, you want to be acquaintance. That means you got to find out some things about that person that you're feeling comfortable enough to continue with that relationship. And then you can move to that friendship, which is that next tier. And that tier allows you to kind of find out more about that person. You can't have any secrets. You can't be in a relationship like I had a young lady call me probably about a year ago and wanted to share some thoughts about a relationship she was in. And she had been in a relationship over 18 months. And she wondered why the person that she was dating, there was some problem, why this person couldn't find a job. And it was just couldn't find a job and filling out and going, everything needing to go get a job. But she didn't know that he had a felony. He had been to prison, but he never told her. So she had moved him in her house. And don't get me wrong, people, I'm not saying that because we all encounter it touches everybody, fellow churches, my family as well, someone that's incarcerated. But the bottom line is you need to tell people that. Don't hold that as a secret. People want to, if they're going to be in a relationship, they need to know that you have served time. And the reason you're struggling is because as a felon, you can't find that job. Then the only way she found out was that the car he was using was his mother's car or the parents' car. And the parents pulled the car back because he wasn't finding a job. And when she asked him, he finally said, well, I didn't want to tell you. Don't spare my feelings. I want to sell my Instagram. I have about 30 seconds left on that remaining on my Instagram. If you want to join us on Facebook for the last few minutes, you can. But, you know, I started it a little early, and we have Miss Chandra to you. I'm going to give her a shout-out. A Joy Mom. Give her a shout out for joining us and several others that I'm trying to find your handle. I'm looking at it, but you're about to lose you in about 8 seconds, but you're still operating well on Facebook, and I do appreciate you. Now, if you want to join us on Facebook, you can go to Facebook from Instagram. All right, the last two things you want to touch on is when you are in a relationship, a long-term relationship, why do you fall out of love in a long-term relationship? There are three main reasons you fall out of love in a long-term relationship. See if this fits you. See, can you identify these things, the main things that attribute to you falling out of love? A lack of prioritizing relationship growth. When you're making your relationship a priority so you can grow, you set goals together. You can see where you want to be in that relationship. I don't mean set a date to get married. Setting, that's part of it, but you set goals. And you have to have common goals. Got to prioritize your relationship goals. Number two, not taking care of family business. That means that in that relationship, you got bills to be paid and you're not paying the bill. You may have a substance abuse trying to hide it. You may have some other kind of habits that keeping causing you not to take care of the bills or the family business. Oh, man, I'm going to tell you, that's going to end a long-term relationship. Finance will. And that's part of setting your relationship growth, setting the financial goals as well. You have to make sure you do that. Again, in relationship to not handling your family business, money issues. You can speak to that. Tell me exactly how you feel, because I'm going to tell you, money in a relationship quicker than anything in the world. The issues with money. You may not bring enough money in, but if you're there for the long haul, you work with each other. If you fall short, I'm going to pick you up. But if we're falling short, don't tell me I can't tell you how to spend your money when we in this together. Because we're trying to have a long-term relationship. It happened in marriages. It happened in relationships. So we had to kind of be very careful. Last but not least, it said reason why you don't fall out of love. We ain't talked about why you fall out of love. These are a couple of reasons why you don't fall out of love. And I want you to relate this to your relationship, to your marriage. First of all, you don't fall out of love because that relationship, that marriage is fun. You make it fun. Fun, F-U-N, fun. You got to make it fun. You got to do something adventurous. Some of the small things. You don't always have to travel around the world. You can do some small things to make it fun. Number two, stimulating conversation. Y'all got to be able to communicate. You got to be able to listen to each other. You got to be able to talk. Have conversation that stimulates the relationship. Independency, being independent. You go to work every day. Y'all work together and solve some of the things that, you know, you can do. You got to be able to be trustworthy enough, and you have to be trustworthy and allow that person you trust to go do some things that you're not with them all the time. In a relationship you're in right now, I'll tell you, and you got an individual trying to control what you do, where you're supposed to be, you have a problem. Had an individual called me and was talking about their relationship and said this person was a promoter and he was up in the state of Georgia. I'm just going to use the state of Georgia. And it was an event, and she went with him as his date, went with him as his significant other. But he told her to sit down. You sit down because I don't want you all these men gawking over you and talking over you. Something is wrong with that. You can't even be independent enough to walk around and mingle unless you he holding on to you. That's control. Have good values. You have to have good values now. You have to have good values. The relationship have to be attractive. You make the relationship attractive. You do some things. And don't be afraid to put your guards down. Don't always have the barriers up. Don't always have the walls up. Release yourself. Enjoy yourself. Be happy. Be at peace. Intelligent. These are things that don't allow you to fall out of love. You communicate with one another. Don't always try to show each other up. If you're not, you know, clear on something, if someone tells, listen to what they say. Don't do this, and I see this happen too many times since we have our phone and we got technology. Somebody tell you something, the first thing you do, you run and type it in to see if they're saying it right. That comes with your trust. So you don't trust what they're saying. If you think they're going to lie to you, then you need to tell them from the start, you know, I'm going to check you. And a relationship shouldn't be about where you check me or I check you. And everything you say, something is wrong with that. So if you allow yourself to branch out the ability God blessed us with to be intelligent as possible, allow that to help. Adventurous. Just allow yourself, allow the relationship, the couples and the couple to allow your imagination to flow freely. A person that captures your imagination, allow yourself to be adventurous, going to allow you to continue to fall in love and continue to be in love. And another thing, and I'm going to leave this, and there's a lot, some other thoughts there, but humorous. Let's laugh sometime. Tell a joke. On that device you call a cell phone, and you're talking to that person, and that person have you just laughing, you're so excited. They may be saying something simple, and they don't know. I don't think that's funny, but sometimes it's the way people present things. They don't know that sometimes they can be comedians and not even try. My dad is like that. He don't crack a smile. He'll tell you something, and you just be laughing, and he just looking at you. So humans, you got to have that bone in your body. Let it work for you, what you want the relationship to be successful. We didn't talk about people falling out of love, and then we were talking about people falling in love and staying in love. The bottom line, I always tell one of the things I want you to think about as we close this show. You will not continue to be in love if you have walls, hills, mountains where people have to climb over to get to you. Take those walls. I know it's a challenge to do that, but what you have to do is to make sure you leave those bad relationship skills that you encountered in your previous relationship back where they are. And be willing to adventure, be willing to be part of a stimulating conversation, be a part of the attraction and the attachment. Just remember, the Love Cafe is all about that. The Love Cafe is all about the lust, all about the attraction, and all about the attachment. It's been awesome tonight. We've had a super time. I want to give a shout out, as I did on Instagram, some of those individuals for the story went out, and they said, I'm going to share that story with individuals on Instagram. And also, I want to give a shout out to those individuals joining. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to shout out to the listener who decided to be a live on our show, being a caller, as we call a call in and share your thoughts. So they wanted to chat. And that's Detroit, Miss Detroit. I'm going to say that. And I have an idea who it is, but I do appreciate you calling. Also, Crystal Porter, thank you for joining us. That number I do recognize. And said both of those ladies or both of the individuals I've been calling out are members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I got several others that joined us. We have, is it Shateria Destiny Johnson? She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Lisa Maria Smith, these ones on Facebook, trying to give them a shout out. Sherrod, thank you. Yvette Smith, my biological youngest sister, thank you. Then my good friend, Latay Pickett. Thank you, Latay. Thank you for purchasing a book. And I'm going to share some more, hoping some others get their book very soon. Nicole Sharon Brown, she was on our show, author out of Louisiana. And she's also a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Jessica Johnson, and she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And my good friend, Demetria Besser, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. We have Nikita Fox. Thank you so much. My friend, Lala Marvin Smith. Thank you, Marvin, for joining. And another good friend of mine, I call her my friend. That's Nikisha. Coach Nikisha Lee, thank you. You're doing some wonderful things, Nikisha. Keep on grinding. Keep on working with our young people, giving them an opportunity to be successful. And another sister of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And she has that Zuma going on. And you can check her out. She's now live on Facebook. Dana Beiser, as I said, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Also, one of my former students back at McKenzie School played basketball and football for me, Bobby Schuford. Thank you, Bobby, for joining us, one of my former students back in the Blue Moon days, I call. And my friend out of Berkeley, California, she's joining all our shows. Thank you so much, Denise Stephanie, and she's the founder and the author of the Behind the Mass Ministry out of Berkeley, California. Thank you, Denise, for joining us. Also, we have Constance Camacho. Thank you, Constance, for joining as well. And also, another member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Rachel Robinson. Thank you, Rachel, so much for joining us as well. Also, she had a statement. I will make sure I give her that, her statement that she listed as a comment. Like we get to the point where we want to act up, my internet. Communication, and you have to be equally yoked. Yes, money and possessing will ruin a relationship. Yes, setting in your own ways, controlling is a problem. Keep the relationship interesting and be spontaneous. You got several other things here. I'm trying to read it all and be spontaneous. Thank you so much, Rachel Robinson, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. And again, thank you for joining each and every one. It's time to call it quits now. To God is so good, he and bless us. But I want you to make sure you follow the direction of the leaders of this country as well as the leaders of your district, your state, or your local area about social distancing during the time of coronavirus. Also, making sure you become ISO. Stay at home. If you don't need to go out, if you don't need anything non-essential, don't go out. We need the people to stay in. Yes, I went out today, and I saw so many people on the streets. And I'm like, I thought they said you need to stay in. Keep in mind, coronavirus, COVID-19, all it takes one carrier that's in that store to allow some part of the virus to come out of them in any form will infect 437 people. Let's be careful what we are. Let's take this serious. Coronavirus is here. And as the numbers continue to grow, we have to make sure also on the brighter side, not so much with coronavirus, helping our economy, helping our citizens. You know, the stimulus package was signed, so the payment will be coming out by April the 8th, in between April the 8th and 15th, with the amount of $1,200 per family. Something to add, as I was told, that even if you was an individual, a senior citizen, as well as an individual who lower income, and you might be in a situation that you got disability and you're not filing and you didn't file income tax because you got those supplement, you still can use this coronavirus form. They go to the IRS, fill it out, and everything is going to be sent to you by direct deposit. So you fill that out and make sure your banking information, they're available so the Internal Revenue can send you, the Treasury Department can send you your $1,200. And if you have a child 17 and under, you also will get $500 per child. This is to help. If you are applying for unemployment, you can, because we had over 3.7 when I looked at it last, is more than that. Applying for unemployment, there's an additional $600 will be added to whatever you'll be receiving. We have to make sure we focus on being alive from this point on. ISO, stay in if you don't have to be out. Many places are having curfews. Follow the curfew. We don't need to have where we have a total isolation in essence of martial law. We don't need that. But we have to get off the streets. We have to stay in our place. A lot of us are working from home. Try to get as much of your essentials as possible and whatever you need, whatever shopping you have to do. If you're ordering food, you can't go in restaurants and sit down anyway, or you can pick it up. You can help pick up at Walmart. They'll pick up at Publix. They'll bring it to you. They'll deliver. So you have opportunities. I'm using it, Kroger, whatever. They're working out ways to make sure you get what you need so you won't be out in the public, because if not, these numbers not going to stop. They're growing. So let's make sure we respect what we've been told. It's been awesome tonight. And I want to share with you the guest for our Tuesday night show. This is Dr. Lowe's show. And we'll be having a very special guest. Truly, I enjoyed talking with the guest the other day. She's the author of Behind the Scenes, The Rise of the Residual, Phoenix Q. Brown, and Marquita Turner is her name, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She's going to come on. She's an author. She's a motivational speaker, a clinical licensed social worker, therapist that's working with young people, and she'll be on our show on Tuesday night, the Dr. Lowe Show, at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So join us, call in, and share your thoughts. And I do appreciate her wanting to be a part of it. Again, her book is entitled Behind the Scenes, The Rise of the Residual, Phoenix Q. Brown. And she'll explain why Phoenix Q. Brown is the name on this book. And I do appreciate her so much for being a part of it. So check us out on Monday. Also, I have two books that I want to make sure I share, and I share in all my show. I'm going with you over 15 minutes over the time. My latest book, Don't Be Scared to Love, the cost of the book is $20. And a lot of these issues we're talking about now, I put in my book. I have a series 2 and 3 that's coming out dealing with Don't Be Scared to Love. Some of the reasons why you should want to love, the reason why you want to stay in love. You want to be in a relationship and you want to be in love because that person stimulates you. And this is what we're talking about. That person have good values. They are attracted to you. They're intelligent. They're adventurous. They're all about fun. This book shares some of those thoughts. The cost of the book is $20. $10 of that $20 goes to the Edna R. Smith Scholarship Fund. Every one of the books I sell, every one of the tours I have, a portion of the money goes toward the scholarship. The scholarship is for a graduating senior, high school senior, who have an interest in going to community college or technical college to receive a license, a certificate, or certification, they call, or an associate degree in cosmetology. And we want you to be a part of purchasing the book so you know you help that scholar and help send a young person to college. Need, it's going to be need-based now. So we'll make sure we do that. Get that book. Go to my Gmail account, LorenzaDSmith15, and let me know you want a book, and I'll give you the payment option, which would be PayPal or Cash App. Also, the book that I produced in 2 years ago, Education, What Happened to the Passion. It talks about things that are occurring in education, sort of like what was happening in education now. Education began to evolve. I talked about that in this book in 2017. The cost of this book, Education, What Happened to the Passion, is $15, and $5 of the $15 will go toward the scholarship fund. Be a part of it. Make sure you connect with it. Again, thank you, each and every one of you, for joining me. It's been exciting. Always on the Love Cafe, we definitely enjoy being with you. And, you know, it's a blessing. But I want you to remember, we talk about why people fall out of love, or we talk about why people don't fall out of love. But you know one thing about it? Everybody falls in love sometimes. I don't own the rights to this song, but I want to play it because this is what it's all about.
I'm just giving out songs. Every day I get up on a throne. I want to see more in order to go. I want to see more.
Let me see what I have. My first hashtag is keep on grinding. Second hashtag is communicate for understanding. And last but not least, and I want to hit this because I got some stuff going. I want to make sure those individuals that are typing me is that I love you and I have a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome weekend. ISO social distancing so the coronavirus, COVID-19. Won't just step into our life. Okay, thank you so much. It's been awesome.
to you, but you're not listening. It's only natural for my love to be glitching. Baby, in my heart, I know there's something missing. Since lately, you keep on flipping. So listen keenly to what the singer singing.